Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
There are a lot of crazy internet trends. Like, what was the one where you're eating the pod?
Oh, the Tide Pod Challenge?
Yeah, I'd rather do that than the one that Kristen's about to talk about.
You'd rather eat a Tide Pod than let your child plan your vacation?
100%.
Okay.
How many Tide Pods?
Just one. Just one. All right, so a recent survey of 2,000 parents with school-aged children revealed that over 20%, and I thought this number was high, 20% of these parents, one in five, have allowed their child to plan an entire family vacation.
You must be out of your mind.
That's more lethal than eating a Tide Pod.
Right? So the majority of parents believe that involving their children in trip planning leads to more enjoyable experience,
sure.
That's a given. Children are often tasked with choosing activities, restaurants, to ensure the vacation caters to their interests. And now the study, which was commissioned by Visit Anaheim for their Imaginagency campaign.
Isn't that where Disneyland is?
I was about to say, I'm like, what? They're just pushing kids to start planning trips to Anaheim where they're like, what's the one thing to do in Anaheim? Disneyland.
Yeah, you're seeing through all of that. But I'm just letting you know, this is who commissioned so you know where the stats are coming from. I think it's always so important. We always, like, people and, you know, people will throw facts and polling numbers and stuff at you, right? And it's like, okay, but where did it come from and who conducted it? Well, now you know it was Visit Anaheim that conducted this, where Disneyland is. So they found that 86% of kids want to play a more significant role in planning family trips. And so, of course, on the top of the kids list, meeting celebrities, amusement parks, but children have diverse ideas for their dream vacations, emphasizing the importance of incorporating their input. So my question for you is, would you let your kid from A to Z, from departure to arrival to back, would you let your child plan your vacation?
It'd be sort of like looking at me and asking to plan the entire show. Would I do a decent job? Sure. But you need a supervisor to make sure that you see through all the cracks and the things that you don't know what you don't know. So for example, could a kid plan a trip to Anaheim? Sure. You go to Disneyland, you stay on property, you eat on property. But if you're asking for them to plan like a 10-day trip to Italy, that kid don't know what to do.
So this is such an easy answer for me based on experience, right? So my youngest son loves to travel with me. So we've traveled to Europe. We've traveled to South America together. We've gone to Central America. Knows how to work his way through an airport. Knows exactly where to go and what he wants to do, right? So we got that one. I took my son Hayden, who just graduated from college, for his senior trip in high school to Japan. He loves anime, right? So I'm like, whatever you want, man, you tell me and I'll plan it, because he's not a planner. So we did the anime neighborhoods in Japan, which was great. But when we arrived there, what he really wanted to do was go to Universal Studios Tokyo, which we went to, okay? Which would have been fine for one day. The first 3 days were at Universal Studios in Tokyo, and I've been to Universal Studios in Florida. It's the exact same park. So I went 22 hours door to door to go to Universal Studios in Tokyo. So one I would trust, the other one not so much.
So this is my homework assignment for the TBS members that have kids. So Bert, he's eight, and it's going to be fun because of the age differences of our kids. But I love for you to ask Hollis, all right, you're in charge of planning a family vacation. We're gone for a week. What are we doing? Where are we going? Where are we staying? How are we getting there? Where are we, like, just have him kind of give you whatever. And then Kaylee, you have your three kids. I would love you to ask your oldest Kai, what would be his dream vacation? He plans the family vacation for you. So where are you guys going? Where are you staying? How are you getting there? All that fun stuff.
Okay.
And how old is Kai again?
He is 12.
12. Perfect. All right, Cassie, I would love for you to ask your five-year-old. See, we're going 18, 12, now we're to 5. And you also, too, if you wanted to ask Max or Kiki, you can ask them where they would like to go as well. Cassie, I would love for you to ask your 5-year-old Hazel where you guys are going on vacation.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
And then I will be asking my 4-year-old Jimmy, all right, we're going on vacation, Jimmy, but we don't know where we're going, we don't know what we're doing, and we don't know how we're getting there. And I'm going to see what he has to say.
Okay. I'm only asking these questions because Hollis will knock this thing out in 5 minutes.
I think so.
Hayden is going to have more questions.
Really?
So I have to ask you before he asks me.
He's not included in this, though, because he's no longer a school-age kid.
Oh, well, either is Hollis. Well, I guess Hollis going to college.
Well, I'm just including him because, like, he just graduated high school.
Okay.
So we're saying, like, when we're talking about school-age kids, we're talking about, like, technically, like, 18 and younger.
Okay.
But, dude, for us and giggles, if you want to ask Hayden, okay, by all means.
All right, so he's going to ask this. When okay. I'm talking about a family vacation, is he talking about, are we talking about me, Hollis, and Hayden? Is Amanda and Asa going also?
He's got to decide.
He's got to decide everything.
Yes.
Okay, great.
You decide who's going. You decide where you're going. All you decide right. how you're getting there. You decide where you're staying. Oh, you decide what you're doing.
This is going to stress him out so much.
I don't need links to the hotel,
dude,
man.
You don't know. He's going to be so stressed out by this.
I don't want to be left out. I want to play too. So Kristen, the dog you gave Renee and I, Coco, I'm going to lay out a map, and wherever Coco peeps, poops or pees, that's where we're going.
Deal.
Then there you go. She can play too.
Get there however you have to. All right. So we have to bring these in tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at this time. We will check in and see where our kids have us going for our summer family vacation.
I am pretty sure I'm going back to Universal in Tokyo.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.